Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Me and My Armchair podcast, the first official episode. I am your host, Tana C. Gaskin, and yeah, this is kind of my new project. So a little bit about the podcast. Me and My Armchair, the name kind of comes from, you know, armchair detectives, you know, people who, like, I'm that person who watches Law and Order, and always like wants to guess who the killer is, or I watch documentaries, especially true crime ones, where I'm like, oh, well, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do this? Oh, I know who did it. Things like that. That kind of comes like with my love of like conspiracy theories as well. So pretty much this is me going to be talking about different like conspiracy theories I have on like certain murders or just topics in general. This has always been something I've really wanted to talk about, but never really had an outlet for. Sometimes my friends are just super annoyed with me and they don't want to hear it. So I figured why not throw it on the internet and see if other people like it. So a little like I'm from a decently small town, pretty boring. So I needed something to preoccupy my time. Another side note, I'm trying not to edit this as much as possible. If I don't like it, I'll re-record the episode, but I'm trying to keep it raw and unfiltered. I think of it like talking on this podcast without editing it is almost like what you do when you free write. You just write to see what you come up with. And like, obviously there's going to be topics, and I promise it will probably get better as I get used to this. But since this is my first episode, it's kind of a trial run, you know, trying to figure out what works best for me. But on that note, let's talk about what conspiracy we'll be talking about today. And that is the death of XXXTentacion. Sorry, I actually know his name. I just can't talk. I'm very tired. So for those of you who don't know, XXXTentacion was one of the bigger SoundCloud rappers. He was 20 years old, and he was gunned down and like murdered in Florida back on June 18th. Really out of the blue, you know, kind of strange, whatever. I actually found out like he had been shot way prior to seeing like news outlets and things posting about it. I saw the initial like post that someone had put on Facebook from a meme page, because I follow a lot of meme pages because I think memes are really funny. And that's kind of how my significant other and I met. But the meme page I was following that posted about it was the Young Thugga La Meme Season 2. The person who, or whatever admin or like admins that run it, one of them posted that X had been shot in Florida without a pulse. They never really said why they like how they found that out. This is way prior, before any news outlets. So I was like, oh, holy shit. Because like my significant other is a huge fan of X. So I was like, oh, holy fuck. Like I should probably keep an eye on this, because he was sleeping. He was taking like a nap. So I was like, holy fuck. Like I'm going to tell him, because he kind of told me when Lil Peep died. So I was like, I might as well like return the favor. So I'm following it. So like they posted, I saw it around like 3:30, 4 o'clock my time on the 18th, and I'm Central Time. So I don't know where the admins for this page were, but so I kept an eye on the comments. I tried searching. No one really had posted anything about it yet. Like I think TMZ was probably one of the first ones, just because TMZ is TMZ, and they always have like the details on everything. So anyway, I'm following the stream, like the comments and things, and then probably 15 minutes after I see the initial post, I see someone had either swiped a video from Twitter or Instagram, or it was their own video, and had commented it. It was the I think TMZ and a couple other news stations showed it censored, where you can find it uncensored on YouTube, but it's the video of him. There's a man in like a blue polo, and his door of his car is open, and they're like checking his pulse, and his head's tilted back, and like you can tell he's dead or like about to pass on. there's just a look to people. It kind of reminded me of, I'm trying to think. So when Little Peep died, there was a video that was like an Instagram live video, and I want to say it was from Bexy. I can't remember, but it was when the, like, after they had taken like the fake Xanax that killed him, he went to go lay down or something like that. And then Bexy went in there on like Instagram live and was like, oh, he made a joke like Peep was doing push-ups. So he went to the back where Peep was sleeping. And you can, like, when he shows the video, you can see like his skin is like really pale. His mouth is open and his head is tilted back, kind of similar to the way X was. I think the reason X's head was like that, just because, and then there was no blood from being shot, is that if he was shot in the neck, I'm assuming they shot him from, like, I don't know the anatomy terms. I failed anatomy. Oh, I got a D. But it's like it entered through like what would be like the left side, like the driver's side of the car, and it entered like that side of his neck, so his left side, and exited his right side. So like I think all the blood and bleeding out was on the side of the car we couldn't see, because we really only saw the left side of his body and like a little bit of the front. So I think that explains like the lack of blood and all that in that video. I think that'd probably be that's like the only video that I know of. If there is any more, feel free to let me know. I would love to find out, or see any other videos people might have of that, or pictures. So his death was pretty like unexpected. Many people were like taken back. He was definitely like on his way up. He was surrounded in a lot of controversy at the time of his death. I believe he was, like dealing with like legal stuff, streaming from like a court case he had. I guess he like abused and kidnapped his ex-girlfriend, and she finally like came after him and things like that, and he was in trouble for that. But anyway, so there was that, and like that's probably part of the reason I wasn't really big fan of him. Like I didn't like his music to begin with, but when it came to like the fact that he beat up his like girlfriend at the time, like I thought that was really fucked up. Like abuse in general is really fucked up to me. Like I don't know why you need to hurt someone else like to get your kicks. That just means you're really fucked up in the head. Anyway, on the flip side of that, I also believe you don't need to be shot during the middle of the day at the age of 20. So it's kind of that thing. But anyway, so the people were taken back. A lot of people were talking about how this is a robbery. He had taken out, I guess, a large amount of money and put it in this Louis Vuitton bag and like drove it to the dealership with him. I don't know why you wouldn't just use a credit card, but I'm not him and he's dead, so we're never going to figure out why he did it. But he did that, and it looks like they robbed him as he was leaving in his car, like leaving the motorcycle place. So that all happened. They announced he's dead. People are freaking out. But anyway, so I think there's a reason there's so many conspiracy theories that I'm going to talk about around his death, is because people can't really grip with the fact that he was just a victim of a senseless crime. But I'll touch on that a little more. So I found this article. Like, I had found some of these conspiracy theories about his death on my own. But, like, I've read this article from NME.com. It was by Luke Morgan Brinton, talking about the conspiracy theories surrounding his death. The first one they mention is he faked his own death. A lot of people are thinking, like, oh, he faked his own death to, like, boost sales of his music or make him more popular and, like, continue this legacy, blah, 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 blah. I don't think any sane person would fake their death and put their family, friends, and fans through that trauma. Because it's like, what are you going to do, not tell them you're dead? Like, that's going to cause so many issues for you, and it goes back to that thing of like when people see Elvis or Tupac, you know, it's just, they're dead. I think he's dead. Like, I don't think he's faking his death, but some people do. And that's fine. That's their own prerogative. But still, like, use logic. Like, you can't just disappear out of thin air. Like, he has a very unique name and a very unique look. So I don't think he would have been able to fake his death to begin with. So there's that conspiracy theory. There's the one that, like, going along with, like, the faking his own death. There was a video, I think it was for, like, he did a promotion for his song Look at Me, and it was, like, a video of him, like, I don't know what he was doing, but it was this video, and it's been making its rounds saying, like, oh, he's still alive, why is this video out? Well, it was a promotion for a song he did back in 2017, and I think people who are, like, newer fans might have missed it, and then the people who are older fans were just like, no, like, that's a really old video. So there's that. I think it's just people, it's back to the thing I said about people not being able to cope with the loss. But, so the next one is, the fact that he, like, kind of predicted his own death. So I think it's like they don't say the date of this Instagram Live video, but it is him driving in his car, and he's talking about, like, you know, if he dies, oh my god, I'm yawning, guys, I'm sorry. If he dies, or he can't, like, complete his dreams, at least, like, the legacy his music leaves on, at least he'd be able to, like, spread this message that helped out a bunch of kids who are his fans and things like that. Just as a person, I think all humans kind of have, like, I think on some weird other plane, we all know when we're gonna die. And then think that's, like, why sometimes, like, I think more people are sensitive to it than others. Especially if you're not sick or really old. I think people kind of know. They have, like, a feeling that something bad's gonna happen. Which is, like, cool and fucked up at the same time. Like, there's no scientific proof behind this. This is just my theory that, you know, people kind of always have this, like, thought that they might die. So, I think, you know, also, like, going off of, like, him thinking he might be dying, I think he was getting more popular and he had beefs with people. So, like, he'd be kind of stupid to think that he's, like, he would, like, not be, like, a target for something like this. I think he kind of knew. He wasn't stupid. He knew that something like this could happen, being the big profile person he was becoming. And I think a lot of people kind of become more aware of that the more popular they get, is that, like, this could happen. Like, I think when it comes to the case of what happened to him, it could be that it was completely random. It could be that somebody had orchestrated his death. I think it'll come out. I mean, I know they made arrests for people who are being charged with his murder, but, like, who's to say they don't have the wrong person? Like, it's happened before. So I think on the whole predicting his own death thing, I think people have, like, a sense of, like, when they're gonna die. And it, like, fucks with you a little bit. But, like, I think it's more comfort than anything knowing that, like, when you're gonna die. I don't know. I've always been a person, like, it'd be interesting to know when I'm gonna die. Because, like, you just never fucking know. But I think that also makes life worth living. Like, that makes you think you should live your life to the fullest because you never know, like, when it's gonna come. But the next, like, kind of thing around his, like, that's coming out of, like, during, like, now that he's dead, is that he had a baby on the way with, I think, his girlfriend. Apparently his mom, I saw this and thought it was fake. So I was on Instagram and I must have looked him up at some point, I think, to look at the Instagram live video to see if it was still on his Instagram. But his mom had posted this thing saying, you know, it was like a picture of an ultrasound saying he left us one final gift. And she confirmed it. And then, like, his team of people also confirmed that his girlfriend or whatever was pregnant. It's just really sad because it's like there are people who raise kids alone all the time. Like the a parent dies tragically. Like it happened, like the mom dies during childbirth or some weird complication, or the dad dies or something like that before the baby's born. And like it's fucked up. Like I really hope that this girl who's pregnant, you know, has a healthy baby and her pregnancy goes well. I don't think it'd be like fucked up shit happens all the time, but like I think his family has some hope that his like memory will live on. When a young person dies or even anyone dies, there's kind of this dent, like you'll never be able to replace them, but at least like this baby, at least his family and friends have that baby to kind of help ease their loss, I guess, and help get them over their grief. So yeah, I just hope that the girl who's pregnant with his baby, you know, has a happy and healthy pregnancy and everything's okay with the baby and that nothing goes wrong, because I don't think that family deserves any heartbreak. I don't think really anyone's family deserves to go through that, but it happens. So this next theory I really enjoy because it's really far-fetched. It's one of those conspiracy theories that's so far-fetched and I'm like, people look too hard into things. I'm yawning, guys, I'm tired. People look too much into things, and I think this was just all a coincidence. So back on the 14th of June, I'm pretty sure it was the 14th because it was my dad's birthday, Drake released the music video for his song I'm Upset. So this music video was pretty much like an homage to his Degrassi Next Gen, kind of like how he got his start in his career, at least acting wise. He, for those of you who don't know, played Jimmy Brooks. He was like a popular guy, star athlete, things like that. Spoiler alert, even if you've never seen it, you probably know what I'm talking about. There's like pictures of Drake in a wheelchair. He wasn't always in a wheelchair, but during season like 4 or 5, this kid who had been getting like bullied and stuff, he had just come back from some shit that happened in a previous season that I'm not going to get into now because I'll end up talking about it forever. Pretty much like Drake kind of forms this bond with this kid who was getting bullied, and then a really shitty prank is pulled on the kid at this like in front of like a decent amount of people. And the kid freaks out and thinks Drake's the one who did it, but really it was Drake's like ex-best friend. And so during like the guy comes back with a gun and everything, and he shoots Drake in the back, which paralyzes him. The guy ends up dying. My boy Sean Cameron ends up killing him, which is really fucked up. But anyway, if you've never watched Degrassi, I recommend you should. At least the first couple seasons of Next Gen, pretty much when all like the original cast is still on the show. After that, it kind of gets a little weird. Like I still watch it, and I still watch it today with next class or whatever on Netflix, but still watch it if you haven't. So anyway, so that's pretty much a thing, like the I'm Upset contents. So there's a lyric in that song that pretty much goes, SMS triple X, that's the only time I shoot below the neck. Why you keep shooting if you know that blank is dead? I can't like really pinpoint where that is in the song, but I know where it is in the music video because I've watched the music video a bunch of times. I don't really like sidebar, I don't really like Drake's music. It's good for when you're at the bar and like you're drinking and you're fucked up and you have no choice, but like I would never choose to listen to Drake's music, kind of like I would never choose to listen to X's music. But anyway, so this lyric, a lot of people associate this lyric with like the fact that Drake was like setting out this hit on X, which I think is really far-fetched because I feel like the people commenting and are people who are really young. So like I'm older, I guess. I didn't get my first smartphone until I was like a senior in high school, and I got my first cell phone when I was like in 8th grade. But SMS is like the like technical term, or like back in the day, I remember that's what text messages like were called. So like that's a text pretty much. And then the triple X, like that's obviously sex. So like that first part is like like sexting. And then the only time I ever shoot below the neck, it's like, don't, like, he doesn't want to put his like face in nudes. Like, I don't think anyone should put face in nudes. You shouldn't send nudes to begin with, but if you're going to, don't put like any identifying factors in it. Like, that could come back to bite you in the ass. Like, you never know who you could trust. So I think a lot of people were just taking that wrong, because like, you focus on that one part, but like prior to, like a little bit before he says that is like, there's a part about saying like an ex sent him a text message, like a sext. So like, I feel like you can't like just cut out that one part without talking about what came like before that part. And then the why you keep shooting if you know that blank is dead. I don't really know what that means. It might mean something. I could probably look it up on like Genius or something, but I'm lazy and I don't want to do that. But yeah, I think everyone's just trying to be really far-fetched. Apparently Drake and X had beef at some point, because apparently Drake ripped off the flow style of Look At Me, the X song. But I guess Drake's never commented on like this rumor going around that he killed X, which I don't know why he would. Like, it's not worth his time. And I guess people are all like, oh my god, they're deleting comments because, you know, they know it's true. It's not true. They just don't want people to like keep commenting it because it's not true. Like, I don't think Drake would wanna ruin his reputation and career on trying to kill X over something so stupid. It's just, people, you need to think a little bit more. Like, I know it's hard to accept that X is gone. Like, he's dead. I mean, there could be more to his shooting. We'll see as this progresses. But, you know, it's hard to accept that someone who you, like, idolize is dead. Like, think about what happened to, like, when Kurt Cobain died. People still grapple with that today. Like, oh my god, Courtney Love killed him and all that shit and all those conspiracy theories around that. You know, look at like conspiracy theories around like Biggie and Tupac. I think it's just a lot of people have a hard time of letting go. I know when Peep died, it was really rough because I really like, he was a really big inspiration for me and I really loved his music and I really like, related to it so well. And he just seemed like an overall great guy who had a lot of really fucked up demons and just got a bad batch of pills, in my opinion. Like, I'll talk about that a little more on another episode. But yeah, I feel like everyone needs to know, like, it sucks, but like, that they're gone, but their music will live on and their legacy will live on through the music they've released. And like, since Peeps died, two big songs have come out and who knows what else can come out. And it's the same with X. Like, who knows what he was working on that someone could fix up and release. So like, there's always that opportunity that there might be more content, but if not, like, you have to kind of accept that. Overall, like I said, I think he's really dead. Like, I don't think he's faking his death. This isn't a play. I know there's a play about some book, like, author or something fakes his death to sell novels. That isn't this, plain and simple. If you think so, great, like, you're entitled to your opinion, but it's like, you gotta think a little bit more. I mean, the police wouldn't lie like that, saying that he was dead if he really wasn't. And like, I don't know if his funeral was like recently or is it planned for like tomorrow. It's the 27th. So I don't know. I read something about a funeral. I probably could have looked harder into it, but I really didn't want to. I just kind of wanted to get this out. So yeah, that's my opinions on the XXXTentacion conspiracies around his death and like his death in general. So yeah, this is my first podcast ever. It's a really low budget podcast. I'm using a blue snowball microphone attached to my Chromebook, recording it on Anchor, which is a like podcasting website, hosting site and shit. So yeah, I mean, if you like this, you like this, and if you don't, you don't. I'll promise I'll get better as I like work out the kinks, but I'm pretty, like, this was pretty out of the blue and pretty spontaneous, so hopefully next week I will have a little bit more like set, and it will probably be longer. I really want to talk about my thoughts on like the Darlie Routier murder case. One of my favorite podcasts, My Favorite Murder, did a thing on it, but I have my own opinions on it. I think there's more to the story than they're letting on. And I know they're coming out with like a new TV show on some sort of cable network. I don't have cable, but I've seen the commercials for it. It was pretty much like they are like presenting the case to the general public on the show, and then they get to decide, like the general public decides if they're guilty or not. So even like that, and like the interest that this case has kept over the years, I think there's more to it. So maybe that'll be next week's, or little peeps. I'm thinking more Darlie Routier, because that's something I really want to talk about. If I say or pause a lot in this, it's because this is the way I talk to my friends, and I'm kind of talking to you as I would talk to my friends. I'm trying my best to be more clear and concise, and it'll probably get better as I get more practice in, but I can't really help it now in this first episode. I just want to get it out there. So I hope you like it if you listen. Stick around. We're going to talk about some good stuff, hopefully get some guests on. Yeah, so sweet dreams, suckers, and live long and prosper. Have a good night.